We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting. We're definitely drinking White Russians. I don't care who we're toasting, but we're going to drink a White Russian just in case we get lucky.
Oh, man. Cheers. All right, today we toast being macho. We go to Chechnya, where apparently Chechen men, they're considered some of the most masculine in the world. And this is an image that even the authorities are very keen to maintain. So anything that threatens to damage that image of fearless is frowned upon. And a young man recently learned that firsthand after crying at his sister's wedding. This is a ridiculous story, all right? So the public display of emotions at Chechen wedding parties is unbecoming, even among women. So when a video of a young man shedding tears at his sister's wedding went viral on social media, it angered a lot of people. And seeing as the nation's leader, Ramzan Kadyrov or something or other, who boasts a very manly public image, he also criticized the, quote, violation of Chechen customs and traditions. The offender was then identified and forced to apologize for showing excessive emotion. Now, the young man, who, according to tradition, should not have even been at his sister's wedding, was forced to record a video apology to the country's leader, which was then later shared on Instagram and other social networks. Now, in the video, the quote-unquote offender, he apologizes for violating Chechen etiquette at public events by attending the wedding and putting his emotions on display. And in the video, the young man explains he couldn't control the tears at his sister's wedding because he, quote, didn't want to let her go. And for that,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, they made him do, like, a nationwide public apology. So, if you are of Chechen descent, I made a quick list here of movies that men in Chechnya should not see.
Okay.
Do not watch these movies. We have Marley and Me. Mm-hmm. I won't even tell you what the movie's about.
Just
shut it down. Don't do it. Forrest Gump.
All right.
See how it's Bubba. Like Bubba, bro.
I made it through that, all right?
Tough guy. What are you, Chechen? The movie Up. The good news is it'll actually happen in the first 2 minutes. You don't realize how that's going.
Never seen it.
Old Yeller. And then finally, Brian's Song.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Don't watch that.
Do not watch these movies. Just don't do it. This dude had to give a public apology.
So manly there.
Because he showed up on social media tearing up. And it's not like he's blubbering. He teared up at his sister's wedding. That they're serious about that ass, man. Now we know. Candy asses. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichona!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Brandon, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three categories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with The Wonderful World of Drugs.
Drugs! All right, here's your story. Not a whole lot of clues here, but a bit of a story. We go to Winnipeg, Canada, where a woman is behind bars after a fire at a duplex threatened the lives of four people. Police said the incident took place about 6 o'clock at night, and that their investigation determined that a second-floor tenant had deliberately started the fire by putting flammable material on top of the stove before leaving. While the other occupants, which was four adults and a toddler, good news, they were able to safely escape thanks to the smoke alarm. The suspect, Alana Cowley, faces 4 counts of arson with disregard for human life and 1 count of arson with property damage. Now, police said she admitted that she'd used a certain drug right before she decided to intentionally start a fire. The question is, which of the following 4 drugs do you think made her a fire starter? Methamphetamine, PCP, crack, or heroin? So meth, PCP, crack, or heroin.
What was it you said she caught on fire?
The entire building she lived in. She lived in a duplex. She lived upstairs. Right after she did the drugs, she intentionally set the fire to burn the place down without telling her downstairs neighbors what her big plan was.
Oh, Jesus. You know, that I'm going to go crack. That just sounds... Nope. You know what? I'm going to change it to meth.
You're going to go meth.
I'm going to go meth.
Brandon's going meth. Ted, you got a theory on this?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking PCP. Maybe I'm just getting ready for the weekend.
Ted's going PCP? You know, I'm going to go crack cocaine just for the hell of it. So, Brandon, you going to stick with meth?
I think I'm going to go meth, final answer.
All right, we're going to find out what she was on when she burned down her duplex. Was it meth, PCP, crack, or heroin next?
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category drugs on profile. This Canadian woman is in jail after a fire in a duplex caused extensive damage. Could have killed somebody, to be honest with you. She said she used drugs before she intentionally burned the place down. Question is, what drug was she on? Meth, PCP, crack, or heroin?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, my friend Brandon. You went with methamphetamine. Which makes a lot of sense.
I went with meth after questioning crack, and I think it's gonna be meth.
Oh, I mean, look, it's not a bad guess. You don't hear a lot of responsible "I just smoked meth" stories. The Ted Smith, UMPCP.
Ow,
which,
come on.
Look, it's another fine pick because people get aggressive on the old PCP. And Miles, you went with good old fashioned crack.
Yeah, why not?
All right, crack is whack. Gotta make it start a fire.
That's right. Gotta have a torch for that. Make a fire. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices are the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
James Corden.
Oh, nice.
or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Right there in the title, all these guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a former Italian mobster who was on the run got arrested in the Dominican Republic after he was recognized on his cooking show on YouTube by his tattoos.
What did I tell you about playing around on the YouTubes?
Didn't touch me.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
Well, I was going to do a more Jersey one, but then you guys did it like 10 minutes ago.
You could have stuck with
it. Let me steal your thunder.
Yeah.
So I had to go Godfather. That was okay. My Godfather.
That was better.
That's why
I
guess
it still worked.
Yeah. It's tough. We're all hoping to come out of the COVID tunnel. Hey, who is it? Am I right? All right. We're all hopefully coming out of the COVID tunnel. Now a number of world leaders are signing what they call a pandemic treaty that would put us in a better situation to collaborate when this eventually happens again. They say if humans want to survive as a species, all we need to do is work together instead of just focusing on our own individual countries. In other words, we're doomed. That'll never happen.
Say Kimmel.
Yeah, it's Kimmel.
We are hopefully coming out of the COVID tunnel. Now a number of world leaders are signing what they call a pandemic treaty that would put us in a better position to collaborate when this inevitably happens again. They say that if humans want to survive as a species, we need to work together instead of selfishly focusing on our own individual countries. In other words, we're doomed. That will never happen.
Yeah.
I have to admit, Ted, I cheated. I've been watching Late Night all week. I know Kimmel's the only live show. And I'm still getting him wrong.
God dang it!
What?
Oh, you still got it wrong.
I'm still getting him wrong.
Like, Mike and I had a conversation on Monday.
Your joke, I thought was Kimmel.
All right.
It was good. But I'm still, I got a 50-50 chance.
I did not know this.
See,
oh, yeah.
I knew that. Just like Tim mentioned.
Well, that's why it's sometimes too, it's tough because I can tell on Mondays, I know Thrill has watched it.
But I don't know
generally
the late
I've
night.
Watched
I'm not sure the late night is in reruns.
There was nobody on this week.
Okay.
Except
just
Kimmel.
Right.
Yeah. It's been tough out there for a
but it was great tomfoolery.
Oh, I tried.
Yeah, you did.
Tomfoolery. You know, I don't know that I've gotten up any tomfoolery lately.
Well, it's kind of hard.
How about skullduggery?
A little bit of that.
Shenanigans? All right. No shenanigans?
I haven't had shenanigans in over a year.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people. Goddamn. So they're replenishing our vending machine. All I hear is the sound of like chips bags.
Mm-hmm. First time in over a year.
That is true.
We're going to eat.
We can get food.
Thank you, BJ.
In the building we've been in for the last year.
Ariana Grande will be a coach on the next season of The Voice.
Right.
Yeah. Why? Because she's Ariana Grande.
You know what I've thought?
She's super famous.
Well, I also thought that they don't have the right coaches.
Right.
You know what I watch? Like, these aren't good coaches.
Why are they not good coaches?
I don't know. But then I thought, hey, Ariana Grande, probably a great vocal coach. This is really going to change the game.
Well, she's taking over for Nick Jonas, and of course, the other coaches are Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend.
Okay.
Mike, what's your beef with Ariana Grande?
It's a beef grande burrito.
I just don't like her.
Really?
All right, it's a problem with me.
No,
and I admit
on.
That. I just don't like
her. Is there anything, or is it just like you just naturally do not like this
It's just
person.
Kind of a naturally don't like her. I hear her songs come on there, and they're fine for other people, and it's all fine and dandy. I cannot stand
the
woman's
voice.
Mike,
opening day after the Super Bowl, basically, the championship. I mean, if it wasn't for Ariana Grande coming out before Soundgarden, which is obviously a natural open, the Seahawks never would have won that day.
That wasn't she sang Ariana Grande.
She sang the national anthem.
Oh, she sang. Well, she still was there.
That was Pharrell.
Yeah, he was there, too.
Well, Pharrell and Ariana Grande look identical.
They're both there.
Just all for the record, I know you don't like her, right? There's certain singers I don't like, but have you ever actually watched The Voice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I mean, it's good.
I thought you were just generally like, you hate her that much. Like,
no, I've seen The Voice.
But here's what the boys, what they seem to have figured out, right? So what Shelton, Clarkson, and
John Legend,
right? So three of them seem like they've been there forever. It seems like their fourth seat. It's one of those deals where it's like, all right, if you're not touring right now, be there for a seat. And then you get back to your career.
Right? All right.
But John Legend's actually a little newer. Because Adam Levine was on there forever. Christina Aguilera. Like, John Legend's one of the newer.
One of the first.
Actually, they definitely get good judges. Yeah, as far as the world of music goes.
Sure. And that's something you got to keep in mind, too.
Sailor was there. How did you forget about me?
It helps the career of the singer a ton as well.
Absolutely. So my kids are learning. My kids have no interest particularly in country music, but they sure like Blake Shelton, and they sure like Blake Shelton because he's on this show.
Who would be the worst teacher to sing? To teach you to sing?
Popular...
It's not that the bands are bad. The singer might not be the strongest element of the band. That is okay.
Mick Jagger. Right? Great show. I'm just saying his voice. I love the Stones. Make no mistake. But if you said, I want to sound like him, come on.
I think it's Anthony Kiedis.
Thank you. That's right now.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah. Because he could just say, like, look, man, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. Just mumble some stuff.
Right.
Seriously.
Just mumble some stuff.
But he does it in the song.
He does.
Blibby, 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 blah, 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 blah. And I mean, but what I love about it is, like, look, I want to let you know. Yeah, this could have been another verse if I took the time to write the words. But we were recording, so when they said do it, I went blibbity blibbity blah blah. And I'm a Chili Peppers fan.
My only requirement for you is to just drop a California reference.
That's all you got to do.
Once in the song, and you'll be great.
I think Geddy Lee.
And I'm a Chili Pepper fan.
Oh, God, you're right.
I mean, how's Geddy Lee going to be like, you just have to hit this note?
All right, so if it's the voice, you have Geddy Lee, Anthony Kiedis.
Well, the problem is, you might not like how Geddy Lee sings, but you can't hit his note.
But you don't want to.
We say all the time. I don't like the sound of my voice.
Yeah, Geddy Lee said, I don't like
the sound. All right, we're going to drop a bowling ball on your foot. Let's see if you can do Rush.
Who else you got there, Mike?
Billy Corgan.
Oh, God.
He's just whining.
He'd be arrogant enough, though, to think he's a good coach. Yeah.
He would
be. There's plenty of rappers you could put in there.
Sure, but primarily they rap. So, like, look, if I could sing, I'd be a singer. I don't have a singing voice, so I rap. And you go, like, I get it.
Flava Flav. Little John.
Yeah.
DMX.
I like what you did. You got to sing like this.
Somewhere between that and, like, you know, Bernie Sanders.
I was going to say, is he like the black Bernie Sanders?
Exactly.
I met Bernie Sanders, and I met DMX. Eat that gefilte fish. I did not think I would like him, and I did not think I would like him either. It turns out we have a lot in common.
DMX, he's not making it through a whole season.
There's no way. He'd be arrested on set.
I don't know what happened. He's doing something. Something's going to go wrong. I mean, it might not even be bad. He might just leave. Right. He just seems like one of those dudes that finally just be like, yeah, I'm over it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Well, somebody here says, I love Pearl Jam, but I think Eddie Vedder would be a terrible coach.
I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I think Eddie Vedder is a great singer.
I think he's a great singer, but I think he would also give him the keyless line, like, listen,
just
no one understands what anyone understands. So just write lyrics, remember the chorus. When you sing live, doesn't matter what they're saying during the verse, doesn't matter what nobody knows.
Vedder's good for an hour and 45 minutes. And then that last half hour, he's out.
Right.
That's a big bottle of wine, though.
Yes, it is.
Half hour. He's trying.
It was three last time I saw him.
Yeah, I know. Well, 3 hours, yes.
Yeah.
That's fact. Well, we saw the stadium shows, or whatever the hell they were, the home shows.
Home shows.
But that's the genius of what he's done. Like, look, if you're going to drink every night that you're going to perform, I'm in. You're the lead singer. What are you going to do about that? Like, listen, even when we record the album, nobody knows any goddamn thing I say to the song except the chorus.
Sure.
So when we play live and I can't even move my lips to sing, I'm mumbling just like I did on the album.
Sure.
Until we get to the chorus, and if I can't do that, do what all lead singers do, just hold the microphone out to the crowd, they sing the chorus, and the truth is they're doing me a solid.
Like an hour 45 in, no matter what we're doing, no matter what the list is, if I give you the thumbs up, we're going into Yellow Ledbetter. No one knows the lyrics of the song.
Right.
I will mumble them and make them up.
Doesn't matter.
And then we'll come out, we'll rock after that. But I just let me mumble through this because I'm hammered. And then we'll continue the song.
No one will know.
No.
No one can tell.
Make me fries.
It is genius.
He can actually, you know what I mean?
Somebody said Tom Waits as a judge on The Voice.
He would be great, but he's never sung.
But this is the problem, though, right? Like, most of these people are pop singers.
Sure.
And they have very good voices. I think there's certain genres, and rock can be one of them.
And your voice.
Where the people are very good lead singers, and you're used to their voice, but I don't know if you'd say...
Yeah, they're not a coach.
This person or that person has
a handful. I think Miles Kennedy
Has a great voice.
I think Brent Smith from Shinedown could do it. There's a handful of guys where you go, like, the late Chris Cornell could have done it. There's a number of people you go, like, all right,
Vince Neil.
No. No. No, because he'd be eating ribs the whole time.
But, right.
I just said that.
You can't.
Eating ribs on the voice.
You can't teach someone how to sing with barbecue sauce on your fingers.
I think you did a great job.
Tell you what, though. You put Vince Neil and DMX on as judges.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. There's barbecue sauce all over that. They couldn't even clean it up.
I'd watch that, though.
Singers would be slipping on the stage of barbecue. Real sorry.
Right, so who are you going to keep?
Do you remember the...
We're adding those two. So we got to get rid of two. So you have Ariana Grande, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend. Who gets to hang out with Vince and DMX?
We're bringing in Vince and DMX. I'm going to...
I'll say Blake Shelton.
We're getting rid of these people?
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of... I want Ariana Grande to be there because I think they're so different from her. She needs that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then Blake Shelton, because honestly, God, I think he would eat ribs with him.
And honestly, God, if people don't know
that's this... No, I'm serious. Know this. He'd be like, hey, the hell with him,
like Axl Rose had sex with somebody in Paradise City. Right. Same thing with Vince Neil. The In the Home Sweet Home, he's eating ribs. That whole point...
Mm-hmm. He stopped singing. Mm-hmm. He's going to wave.
Oh, God. Give me a wet nap. That's all ribs.
I think I'm leaving Kelly Clarkson in there just because she seems like the only one that would be fired up to see both those people.
She would be. I just think in the long haul, she gets sick of him. Blake would be like, I ain't ribs with him now, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Pass over that rib, Vince.
DMX is a small dude, by the way.
I know.
I can't imagine how many ribs he's eaten.
DMX. I feel like he'd be so insecure that even after you sing,
like,
you know, I know the had. First thought you have in mind, why'd you look so tiny?
DMX?
Yeah.
It's a history of smoking crack, and he's a tiny dude. Why do you think he eats a lot of ribs?
I don't think you could pass him up. I think, like, when your time comes that you want to eat, you're going to eat ribs.
I could see him sitting there chain-smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I think...
Again... Vince is eating ribs.
Vince, DMX, those are two different body types.
He's not ordering a half rack. You know what I mean? Like, you're going all in. You're getting a full
$27 meal. I don't think he's smoking cigarettes. He's smoking.
I mean, there used to be a show on MTV called True Life, right? Uh-huh. And then at the beginning, it was like, True Life, I'm whoever. And I remember the DMX one was basically just him driving around Miami, chain-smoking Newport. And then he went and did a show. So I'm just like, Vince Neil, obviously you could see that. But I'm like... I don't know about DMX.
His name is Vince Neil.
If you want to keep the... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Let's see. Sylvester Stallone, he's got a Rocky prequel coming out, a TV show.
Okay.
He's developing for a streaming network. He says it'll be set in the 60s, which makes sense.
So that might not be bad.
Yeah, he's going to write it. It says like 10 episodes for a few seasons just to see the characters in their younger years, which... If you like Rocky, which a lot of people do. You'll watch it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida duo break into a train and take it on a $30,000 joyride. Meanwhile, two new York mortuary workers steal dead people's credit cards and went on a spending spree after they died. Phoenix authorities find fentanyl and meth hidden in mustard. A barge gets wedged in a canal in UK and no one seems flustered. And a school in Australia bans the iconic Australian mullet. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to Florida where authorities are looking for joyriders. Officers were called to a local train yard after it was discovered that someone had broken their way into one of their trains. They suspect someone crawled in through one of the windows as the train was locked and figured out how to fire it up. The trespasser managed to damage two switches worth $30,000 in the process. As of now, officers still on the lookout for the perpetrators.
I'll be honest with you. Even if we broke into a train, I'm not sure I would figure out all the gears to make this thing operate, right? Or maybe I would. I don't know.
What if you start making it go in a general direction?
Right.
What if a train's coming the opposite way?
Exactly.
You can't just know how to get off the highway there.
But how far did these guys go?
Right.
I actually didn't see quite how far they went on that one, but
all right.
I'm still trying to figure out how they did $30,000 worth of damages to two switches.
Well, now you know they get overcharged for switches.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What if that switch is like on the tracks or something like that?
Probably. That'd be my guess.
I mean, I feel like you could get
blow
it,
through that thing.
I feel like you could get it going, but right, once you have to like switch. Right.
Yeah, like just try to go through it, man.
Or maybe you weren't supposed to go over this track where the switch is, you know, just so. I don't know. What I don't That's know about locomotives guess. Can fill libraries, but I know that it is an intricate and very much by the book sort of a
right.
sort of a profession there. So, man, oh, man. I'd be terrified that if I got the thing started, I wouldn't be able to stop it.
Right.
You'd think that as soon as I push this lever forward and it goes, if I pull it back, it would stop. I don't know.
I also feel like it's too easy to catch me. I think all of this, but the reality is, they did figure out how to start it,
right.
and they did not get caught. So,
right. Doggone it. In other news, it was covered a little bit earlier today, but it bears repeating. Two mortuary employees in New York have some explaining to do. They found out they've been found to have stolen debit and credit cards off of the bodies that have come through their particular morgue and have used the cards to rack up thousands of dollars in purchases, mostly buying petty items such as stamps, food, and the like.
The one guy spent most of it at CVS.
Right. Which, if you're going to... I would think that if you're going to commit... A sort of card fraud, you would stick to some of the smallest purchases that you can.
Well, it makes sense, because think about where part of your paycheck goes.
Right.
I got to get milk and blah, blah, blah. Like, put it on that guy's credit card. Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, that self-checkout, where there's no ID check.
Right.
Gas stations, where you can get gas.
Exactly.
And then you can take cash out, if you want.
Right. There are some places where, if you're using a debit card, they don't ask for the PIN.
Correct.
So you just swipe and go.
That's it.
You know, especially if you're going to, like they did, they went through McDonald's. Mm-hmm. They don't ask.
Right.
You know? Interesting tourism ads have surfaced in Australia. The ads were not commissioned by the Tourism Authority, but they're working fairly well. The first to surface was an ad encouraging people to see the sights of the Northern Territory by simply proclaiming, now follow me on this, see you in the NT. I'll say that one more time. See you in the NT. They've outdone themselves with this latest one. In the interest in competition for the Southern Territory and their lovely dining options, the ad invites people to, quote, go down south with your mouth.
Yeah,
okay.
The restaurants are great.
Good Lord,
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, you got my interest.
Right, and they just posted them up on YouTube, and the tourism board's like, we have no idea who's doing this. We are not responsible for this at all.
But we're glad they're doing it because it's working.
You bet! We're getting tourism out here. Let's do this. Officers in Phoenix made an interesting bust. They were investigating a home invasion when they came upon the interesting sight of 11 pounds of methamphetamine covered in mustard.
Huh. Well, mustard is a strong odor.
Fair. You know what?
Yeah, but where do you... I'm picturing an 11-pound mass. I'm a cop. I walk in. There is an 11-pound mass that's just covered in mustard.
Right.
You know what else would it be? You know what I mean? It's not like a meatloaf. If we're covered in ketchup, maybe I think that. But like, there's this big lump of mustard.
What if that's
out.
Just how they moved it? They just put it in one of those big old drums of mustard?
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like they got caught somewhere in the scheme of transport.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
But also, don't forget to rub down. You could rub down a lot of meats before you smoke them.
That's fair, man.
Yeah, there you go.
And I mean, Easter's coming up. Rub down your ham.
Along with the meth.
Down your meth.
Yeah.
Rub it all down.
Along with the meth, they found fentanyl pills and thousands in cash, and the investigation is ongoing. So whoever did it, they figured something out, and they got the heck out of town.
Oh, they weren't there. Okay.
Yeah, man. Back to Australia, where a local school is making headlines. Being that it's a private boys' school, they reserve the right to enforce regulations that ensures the health and safety of students, as well as set a standard of presentation that all are required to follow. And that is why they have banned all of the students from growing a mullet.
Ah,
and that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the head chef, Ted's Meat Potatoes. We actually get to eat sushi off a naked guy.
I cannot wait to do that.
Once again, the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, maybe. Until then, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.